It is Monday, it is April the 12th, and we're about to speak to a young star of the competition. We'll also keep you up to date with the Masters, a final round. It's over, though. Hideki Matsuyama is going to win that. Wispy leads. Oh, he leads by four shots. Schauffele's just picked up another shot, so four shots with four holes to play. He'd have to fall in a hell of a big hole there. Adam Scott's finished last, by the way, at 11 over. Mark Leishman at 5 under, Cam Smith at 3 under, and Matt Jones 1 over the card, 72. So all the Aussies made the cut. Did they all make the cut? No, one didn't. Jason Day, of course he didn't. He had a holiday. The Saints didn't have a holiday, although at 33 points down in the third quarter, you're looking at it going, this could go ugly and put more pressure on. But in one of the more stirring comebacks that I've witnessed in recent times, it was just starting to gather late. Wispy, in the third quarter, they kicked the last three goals of the quarter. Butler got them going. He kicked two, McKenzie kicked another one, and you could feel the stadium, it wasn't chock-a-block, but they got going again. And
Jack Steele was great.
Jack was great. Maxie King was a star, kicked five goals, career best, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Welcome, Max.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
At that rate, in terms of your short 25 or six-game career in terms of victories?
Yeah, it's definitely up there. It was, a big turnaround, so, very pleasing to get over the line.
It seemed to be simplified a bit, in terms of the way that you're going to go about it. And I reckon the concentration or emphasis on effort would have been pretty big throughout the course of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, obviously very disappointing last week. Had a big week in terms of, sort of player-driven reviews and looking at ourselves and our effort and things like that. So, to come back like that, the way we did was pretty special for us.
Hey, Max, when you looked up at the scoreboard and you're down by 33, what was going through your mind at that stage?
I feel like we were pretty positive the whole time. Like, we felt like we sort of had it on our terms for a bit, but we'd just have these little lapses or make little mistakes that they'd sort of make us pay a little bit. So we just sort of kept going and started to fall our way.
Just talk us through about what you learnt playing on that defensive unit of the West Coast Eagles at the weekend as well. We know what great intercept marks they are, how good McGovern is, that type of thing. Was it a revelation to you to play against them and experience that on Saturday?
Yeah, I've got a lot of respect for that back line. Obviously McGovern is so dangerous for them in the air, so... He still took a fair few marks. It's something we're sort of getting better at, negotiating those back lines that intercept a lot. But at the same time, when our forward line is up and about, we feel like we're a pretty dangerous forward line. So, it was pretty pleasing.
It is a different mindset when you're playing against a group of defenders that are going to go for a mark almost irrespective of where they are. I mean, we get, as forwards, so used to taking front position and having a fist come over the top, but Brass particularly and McGovern, they just back themselves.
Yeah, which is why they're so good. They can really damage teams when they get their marking game up and going. So, we watched a bit of vision of them during the week and sort of tried to prepare as much as we can for that. But at the same time, we know that's their thing, that they're always going to come out and take a few marks, but just try and limit their impacts.
When the week's been, the spotlight was pretty fierce and there was some pointed criticism and deservedly so. And a lot of it was around lack of tackling intent, lack of pressure around the footy. I thought Crouch set a really good standard early in the piece. His tackle numbers were through the roof early. I thought that was really good from a bloke that's trying to establish his credibility at a new club.
Yeah, he was huge for us. I think he was pretty disappointed, as we all were, coming off last week. He was sort of the most noticeable one who came out, set the tone early. It was just hot footy in the midfield. Jonesy as well, Steely. There was just so much pressure on the ball in the midfield. It made it pretty easy for our backmen and it was handy for the forwards as well.
Hey, Max, you're one of the young, inexperienced players here at the Saints. When you have one of these robust game reviews, do you feel confident enough to say exactly what you think when it's your turn to speak?
Yeah, it's sort of something, it's a part of our growth. Like, a lot of us young boys Still learning to sort of speak up. This week's been really good for that. They sort of encourage us to speak up, that what we say is really valued just as much as, you know, the senior players. So, it's certainly helped us this week sort of come out of our shell again and, just keep trying to grow with the team.
Brad Hill spoke about the pressure he was feeling last week. He had 26 touches at the weekend. Looked like he returned to form. Were you, as a group, were you conscious of trying to bring him into the game a little bit more at the weekend?
We know that when Brad's confidence is up, he's a superstar of the competition. We just keep having faith in him and, keep showing belief that, it's going to turn around for him as it did on the weekend. So, he does cop a lot of criticism. Inside the club, we're pretty supportive of him. We know what he's capable of. It was good to see him back to his good form.
Do you think the season's back on track now for the Saints?
I think so. I don't think it was ever off track. Like, obviously some bad losses, but three games in. It's good to now be 2-2 and we can sort of try and launch from here. We've got a tough few weeks coming up, but we also know that our best footy stacks up with anyone. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Hey, Max, if you had a bit of time off today and you went to the golfing range and somebody was teeing off, where would you stand?
No, I'll stay right away from that today, I think.
Have you had a hit of golf since that fateful, well, it wasn't fateful, but that dramatic day where you got sconed?
No, I haven't yet. I've sort of stayed away a little bit. Now that I'm back playing footy, I think, in the next few weeks, so I'll get out there again.
Good on you. I appreciate you jumping on. Big night, Thursday night, by the way. It's Maddie's match, so you can buy your Maddie's membership at saintsmembership.com.au for Maddie Revolt's vision and buy your Maddie's merchandise at shop.saints.com.au and help turn Marvel purple and find a cure for bone marrow failure syndromes. We appreciate you jumping on this morning, mate. It was great on the weekend. It was a fantastic performance and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks very much, guys.
Big Maxi King, 5 goals against that West Coast defence is good in anyone's language. He actually had 3 on the board in the first quarter. I thought, gee, this might be one of those big, big days. He was very good. His upside's enormous. Yeah. And again, I was with Jason Dunstall, and sometimes you're looking at him and go, oh, I wish he had gone here, and I think he could have gone a bit harder, not harder, but run faster here. Then you go, he's only played 25 games.
Yeah. He's going to learn the craft. He's going to get better and better at that. And he's such a dangerous player when the ball hits the ground too, because he's cat-like. He's so quick. There's some good young forwards and good young players around in the competition at the moment, isn't it? Like, I watched Aaron Norton, and this is not going to be a surprise to anyone, but he is a prodigious talent.
Do you know how good he is?
I don't know that we do know how good he is just yet. How good is he?
I was just going to say, I haven't heard this. I don't know if we can find this. Apparently, the Duck, Wayne Carey, best player I've ever seen play, likened him to himself.
That's how good he is. He wouldn't have said that.
Of course he can say that.
He can say whatever he likes, yes, but I can't hear, I can't close my ears, I can't close my mind and hear,
well, that's what I was told,
and hear him say that.
We'll try and find it, but that's what I was told, and if that is indeed the praise he's getting from the King, then that's as good as you could possibly get.